Walk FM is pleased to present Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Kate was sitting on the front porch with her aunt and uncle. In front of Uncle Jim was a huge watermelon.
Well, Kate, God created the whole universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, even this world. Then he created something very special. God created man and called him Adam. He put Adam in a beautiful garden in Eden. Then he created Eve, who became Adam's wife. Things went pretty well for a while, till one day Eve heard a voice, one she'd probably never heard before. It was the devil, God's enemy, who had disguised himself as a serpent. You see, Kate, God gave Adam and Eve everything they needed, a beautiful place to live, all the food they could eat, and a wonderful friendship with each other and with him. The only rule God said they must obey was not to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And wouldn't you know it, the devil was so clever he got Eve to stop for a minute and listen to him. That's when the trouble started.
Uncle Jim took some seeds from the watermelon and held them in his hand.
A seed of curiosity, that's what it was. He tried to get her to disobey God and eat the fruit from that tree. Eve knew as well as Adam that she should stay away from that tree, but no, she couldn't resist the temptation. She took a bite of the fruit.
She did?
Yes. Tell me, Kate, are these seeds bright or are they dark?
Dark.
That's right. And do you know what happened after Eve ate from the tree and shared a bite with Adam? When they disobeyed God, sin entered the world. That day, man's heart became as dark as the seeds you see here. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned." That word all is important because it means exactly that, everyone. Kate, here's my Bible. Will you read this verse, Romans 3:23?
"For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
And that old seed of sin spread through the world like wildfire, sort of like all those dark seeds here in this melon. And you know, there's one thing we all do when we're eating watermelon. We spit out the seeds. We can get rid of the seeds, but we have no power to get rid of sin. Kate, God can get rid of sin. And he did, by giving the world the greatest gift it could ever have. Tell me, Kate, what is covering all those seeds of darkness there?
The red part.
That's right. And you know what the red part reminds me of? After Adam and Eve sinned, God promised he would send a Savior, someone to save us from sin. For thousands of years, God's people waited. Then one night, God sent his only Son, Jesus, to rescue us from our sins. Jesus, God the Son, came into the world as a baby. He grew up like you and I do, but Jesus is different than you and me. He never does anything wrong. He is perfect in every way. He never sins. He is kind and went about doing good and telling people God's truth. But some people didn't like what he said. One day they nailed his hands and feet to a cross where he died. The people who hated Jesus may have thought they won, but they didn't. Jesus willingly let them kill him because it was all part of God's plan to save us from sin. You see, Kate, God said that the payment for sin is death, separation from God now and forever. You and I deserve to die for our sins. But when Jesus bled and died, the payment was completely paid. He was buried in a tomb, but on the third day, he came back to life. Here, read from my Bible what God tells us in 1 Corinthians 15.
"That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared."
Jesus didn't stay dead. He came alive again by God's power, was seen by many people, then went back to heaven where he is alive today. Because of what Jesus did, you can have your sins forgiven and belong to him forever. When you believe on the Lord Jesus as your only Savior from sin, he forgives you. His blood washes away your sin. You see how white this rind is? It reminds me of how God sees our hearts, the part of you that thinks and feels, after Jesus cleanses us from sin. The Bible says in Acts 16:31, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." To believe is to trust completely in the Lord Jesus. Do you trust Jesus as your only Savior from sin?
Yes, I do.
Then you can tell that to God right now. Just talk to him in your own words. Tell him you're sorry for your sins. You believe Jesus died for you and you trust him as Savior.
Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I'm sorry for my sin. I believe Jesus bled and died on the cross to take my punishment. I trust Jesus to make me clean from sin. Amen.
Uncle Jim leaned forward, took both halves of the watermelon, and placed them firmly together.
Kate, let me ask you something. What color do you see when I put these two halves back together?
Green. All I see is green.
That's right. And green reminds us of things that grow. The Bible tells us to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, Kate, when you trust Jesus to save you from sin, you start a friendship with him. God wants you to know and love him. The more we know about his word, the better we can know him and know how to obey him. We show God we love him by talking to him and obeying what we learn in his word. The secret's right here in this watermelon.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. To hear this week's episode again or to find out more about Good News Radio, text CEF to 855-592-5536 or visit walkfm.org. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Good News Radio.